Welcome to Meet the Majors podcast series brought to you by Baylor University's Department of Career Counseling. During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Mark Taylor, Associate Professor of Biology in the Department of Biology. Welcome, Dr. Taylor.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us about the unique features this program offers to students.
Okay. Well, in the biology department, our primary goal is to help students prepare for careers. Many of our students are pre-health students. As a matter of fact, the majority of them are pre-health students, but there are many other career opportunities with a major in biology. And I think one of our major goals is to help students prepare for that, but also prepare them or help them to think critically, be able to analyze problems. And so some of the things that they would learn by taking the biology classes would be learning how to think about problems in a logical manner and solving those problems.
Mm-hmm. What types of students or characteristics of students would find themselves being a good fit?
Well, again, the majority of our students are pre-health students. I would say right now we have about 1,200 biology majors, and the vast majority of those students are pre-health. And you might even narrow that down to, say, pre-med, pre-dental mm-hmm. students. But anyone who is interested in the health science studies, the healthcare, also ecology, environmental science, teaching, there are many opportunities out there that are not just health-related. Mm-hmm. And so anyone who enjoys learning about life, since that's what the study of biology is, and I think they would be a good fit for our program.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the critical thinking and analytical skills. What are some other skills that students develop through their coursework in biology?
Well, they learn how to think about problems, not just world problems, but solving problems. For those who go into medical school, they've had a lot of classes that have given them a very good foundation as far as vocabulary to be able to use that in their future profession. These good people skills, many of our programs involve interaction with other people. And so whether it's environmental science, where you're interacting with people who are interested in saving the environment or protecting the environment, I think there are many opportunities to have that interaction. We have several clubs in our department in which students can interact with one another. So it's not just classroom experiences, but it's social experiences as well.
Are there opportunities available for undergraduate students to assist faculty in their research and other special projects?
Yes, there are. We have, of course, at Baylor, all the course numbers, courses have numbers by them. We have one type of course called a V90 course. The V stands for variable credit. These students can work with the professor as an undergraduate. They can come in as a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. We have one V90 courses and three V90 courses. But oftentimes the professor may have a project that he or she is working on and they need help in the lab collecting data. Some of these students who work with professors develop their own projects. And that's a unique opportunity for the undergraduates to gain some experience in the research field. Mm-hmm. We also have some research awards that actually have their cash awards for the student to be able to buy supplies, glassware, whatever they need to perform the experiments they're going to be working on. And that's a unique opportunity that the biology department offers.
Hmm. Now, if students don't declare this major prior to starting their freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
It is. I wouldn't say it would be an easy 4 years, because if they delay, then they might have to double up a little bit, maybe taking two science biology courses in a particular semester. But many of our biology majors may have not declared biology as a major until they're a sophomore and mm-hmm. even a junior. So hypothetically, even if you do not start until you're a junior, you can still get those biology courses out of the way, provided that you've completed all your degree requirements mm-hmm. beforehand. Mm-hmm. But that should not be a problem.
Okay. And how can a student best prepare for careers related to this major?
Since most of our biology majors are pre-health, we encourage them to learn as much about the future career as they can. If they are interested in pre-health, we would advise them to go out and do some volunteer work, maybe in a hospital, a clinic, find out what they're getting into. If you're interested in environmental science, maybe try to find as much as you can on the internet. We have information in our biology department on environmental studies, ecologically related programs. And so I would just recommend that they find out as much as they can. They're more than welcome to call the biology department. We have four advisors who will advise for classes, but then we have anyone in our department can talk to the student about their particular field of interest. And so I would recommend that they go to our website, which is baylor.edu/biology, and they can see a biographical sketch of each of our professors. They can see the interest that our professors have and the research interest, and they might see something in there that really attracts them.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that I think a lot of students don't think about doing, is going in and reading those faculty yes. members' profiles and yes. kind of cross-referencing their own interest mm-hmm. with a particular faculty member. Yes. That's important.
Yes, we've had students who've come in who are pre-vet, and many of them would have been working with a veterinarian. If they are interested, as I said, in the pre-health, or interested in pre-health, wanting to go into a health career, then doing volunteer work is very important, because it will either reinforce their desire to pursue that career goal, or it will let them know maybe there's something else I'm more interested in. Mm-hmm. Another thing I would like to say about preparing to be a biology major here at Baylor is to understand that often we see students coming in who, again, believe that biology is memorization and dissections. And from maybe their high school biology courses, that's what they associate biology with. And they come to Baylor and get into the biology courses here, and they assume, well, I'll study the same way I did in high school, and I'll memorize these facts, and the professor will simply ask me to recall those facts, and I'll choose the right answer, and I'll do very well. It's very important to stress that the biology faculty, I think everyone in the biology department, wants students to learn how to think analytically, to think about problems. And so we use the tools, the vocabulary words, as the basis, and then we apply those words to questions. And so it's more analytical. They're what we might call level two or level three questions. A level one question might just simply be a recall of a fact, whereas the professors here expect students to be able to take the information and apply it to maybe a problem they've never heard of before. And that's one of the tools that I think that they develop here as being a biology major. They learn how to do that. We do not expect students to come into Baylor on day one and be able to give us all the facts in a biology book. We're not going to assume anything. So many backgrounds, students coming in from different backgrounds, some have had advanced biology courses, some have only had biology one, let's say maybe as a freshman or sophomore. So we're not going to expect you to know the book. We're going to actually start off maybe on day one talking about what a cell is. What are the parts of a cell? And you may be astonished. You think, oh, I've heard all of this before, and this is going to be easy. Understand that one of the major differences between high school and college is the pace at which you cover this information, and then the application mm-hmm. is going to be quite different.
Mm-hmm. Are there any misconceptions about the field of biology you'd like to address?
Very much so. Many students, I think, picture biology as, they remember back in high school, maybe they dissected a frog or a cat, and they remember that it was a lot of memorization of words. And we would like to dispel the notion that that's what biology is. Biology is much more. Sure, there are many new words that a student may come across, and that may take some time to learn. But our goal in the biology department at Baylor is to help students apply their knowledge, to be able to not just recall facts, but to be able to apply their knowledge. And as I mentioned, critical thinking, apply what they know to everyday problems. Mm-hmm. Also, many students think, well, if I'm a biology major, I'm either going to go to medical school or dental school, or I'm going to teach. And again, the list of career opportunities is immense. There mm-hmm. are probably 50. We have a handout in the biology department that lists probably 50 different career opportunities for a major in biology. Mm-hmm. So it's not just pre-health that you would be in if you're in the biology department or just a teaching pathway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about some of those? Give us some examples of what are on that list.
Well, anything that deals with animals, whether it's birds, ornithology, reptiles, herpetology, fish, ichthyology, you can specialize and study certain types of animals. There, of course, the students who do want to teach, there is now a new track in the biology department called science education in which they can fulfill the teaching requirements, the certification requirements that Texas requires. There are a person might want to be a science writer. There are medical illustrators who may have a biology background, so they know how to draw these structures. So artists who might find a career with a major in biology or maybe a minor in biology that would go hand in hand with that. Mm-hmm. But there are food processing companies. They need microbiologists. The research, medical research, cancer research, biochemistry and biology sort of go hand in hand in that respect. So, mm-hmm. again, the possibilities are really immense.
Okay. Are there any particular areas of the country where more jobs are available in this field?
Obviously, if a person is environmentally oriented, and we have some who come in who want to be oceanographers, and, of course, those jobs are going to be down on the coast. But with most of our students, again, who are pre-med, and with the population aging as it is, there will be opportunities just about anywhere they want to go. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really open to the student where they want to go. They're going to be able to find a job there.
Okay. Is there any final advice you'd like to offer to students who may be listening, maybe that contact information again?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would encourage students to keep an open mind. You don't really know where you might be 20 or 30 years from now, but I would encourage them to consider biology if they're interested in life, life sciences. We have a tremendous program. We have different opportunities. We have a pre-health track. You can get a Bachelor of Arts or a Bachelor of Science degree in that pre-health track. We have a Bachelor of Arts and Bachelor of Science degree in the general biology track, which is a little bit more wide spread as far as the types of courses you would take, some field biology courses, some human-related biology courses. We have an ecology track, and then, as I mentioned earlier, we have a new science education track. So there are many opportunities for research, for getting that experience without having to go to graduate school. And then we have tremendous graduate opportunities as well. But for the undergraduate, considering Baylor, we have probably the greatest facilities in the country right now in our new, I want to call it the Biology Science Building, but it's the Baylor Science Building. And but we have really anything that they want to do in the biology department. We have the facilities set up for that. So I would just encourage them to keep that open mind. And if you would like to contact the biology department, our number is area code 254-710-2911. And the person who you would talk to can set you up with an appointment with an advisor or just anyone. If you've looked at their profile and you would like to talk with a professor individually, then she can set you up with them.